featuring Run with the Herd. December 21st will also feature the Killing Time Quartet. Doors are at 8 p.m. $20 advance tickets available at Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, The Biltmore, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit biltmorecabaret.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And stick around because we have special guests today. Hey, guys, how are you?
How you doing, bro?
So we're going to have live music here, so stay. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. Like I said, we have special guests today. We have the guys from the executives, Dan, is it? And your last name is it's kind of Eastern European, so I'm going to let you
That's
pronounce
correct.
It.
It's Czech nationality, actually. My name's Dan Zbytowski.
Zbytowski.
That's correct.
Okay, and so he's the guitar player of the executives. And we have also here the singer.
Yeah, John Owen. That's an easy one.
John Owen. Yeah. Okay, pretty English standard there. So these guys have a CD called A New Form of Social Sin. That's the title.
Yeah.
Cool. What's a new form of social sin?
John, that's part of one of John's lyrics, actually. It's one of the phrases. I'll let him explain where that comes from.
Actually, okay. It was when the Pope came out with new forms of social sin, I kind of thought that was strange because they weren't sins yesterday. Now they are. Like, they keep making up new rules. So kind of just thought that it was quite clever sounding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
indeed.
Yeah, we stole it from the Pope.
Yeah. Sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the Pope? is this your first CD, second, third?
That's our first album, full-length album, yeah.
Okay.
It took us a year to record that. We recorded that at Soundhenge Studios. Our engineer is Travis Box, now residing in Powell River, but we're probably going to go visit him for our second album. Yeah, that was 1 year of labor of love, almost exactly to the date. We started probably about middle January 2009. And it was finished being recorded by the end of January and pressed and packaged just in time for our Plaza of the Nations gig in late February.
Okay.
And the honor of playing the main stage for the Olympics this year.
Oh, really? Cool.
It's one of our
so this is it's an independent production, right?
That's correct. We financed it ourselves.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So the executives, I was listening to the CD with... Dr. Wayne Powell,
From Sinister Black.
Sinister Black. Thanks also for the beers that he indulged me a couple of days ago.
He's always good for that, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He likes his beers. Beer like him, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for that. So I was listening to the CD. Sounds like Stone Temple Pilots kind of...
We've heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like
a little on the heavier side of it, but yeah, they are an influence.
Definitely,
there's all kinds of influences in the band, so they pop out once in a while.
Yeah, okay. What other influences do you guys have?
Well, you know, STP's one, Pantera's another.
Big time.
I'm a huge Alice Cooper fan. I would say those are, you know, some. Dan's got millions.
Mine run far and wide. I'm actually classically trained, so I went to college, studied classical guitar for a time there, and eventually got my diploma in composition with a minor in piano.
Okay.
But, besides the classical stuff, Kate Bush, I'm probably the world's biggest Kate Bush fan.
Oh, really?
And, of course, the rock stuff, as John mentioned, Pantera. When I got into rock music, it was Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and Accept.
Okay.
Ozzy. One of my more recent influences has to be Zakk Wylde and Black Label.
Okay.
I follow a lot of that current music.
And you play classical music, too.
I play classical
guitar.
Cool. That's correct.
Maybe you can play something later.
Yeah, we're actually going to play a few tunes, and I actually do them finger style. And
okay.
Play us a little...
Yeah, that's cool. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Here we are here with the executives today. So let's play a song, no?
From your CD.
CD.
Yeah. Sure.
Let's play Rise, and let's say a quick hello also to people that are listening there. Maruš is listening in Hungary, my girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
In Szeged.
Nice.
And also Gillian Callender. I think you know Gillian?
I've talked to her, emailed back and forth.
Ah, yeah, from vanmusic.ca.
Yeah.
She says hi there for
that's
you.
Fine.
And who else is listening there? I don't know. Ah, Jeff Dales also is listening there.
Jeff.
And, all the way to Surrey.
All right.
You know? So, yeah. Big hello to all the people. So let's listen to the executives. This song is called Rise, and then we'll be right back here. So that's the Executives. So we started the show actually with Cougar. This is a band from Britain with the song Stay Famous. And then we listened to The Lorean with the song The Funk F. These guys are from Spain. They're from the Basque country, but I think they're located in Barcelona. They will listen to the Obits. This is a sub pop band. They have a CD called I Blame You, and the song was Window of My Dreams. Pretty energetic, this band, the Obits, no?
Indeed. Yeah, I like that.
Nice good. Energy there, yeah, big time.
Yeah, they remind me of the Jolts. You know the Jolts? From?
I don't actually.
They're from Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. Local
place. Yeah, I don't know if they're still playing. But they're really cool, the Jolts.
Cool.
What else? We listen to the Executives, a new form of social scene is the city, dedicated to the Pope, you were saying? Or?
Pretty much, yeah.
Cool. So who are the other members of the band?
Our bass player is Chris Parrish.
And drummer Paul Watson, they just had to be at work today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Suckers.
Yeah, that's right. poor guys. Well, it's... Pretty ugly outside, anyways.
That's right.
It's getting there.
Raining and cold and kind of like Vancouver winter. So next shows, where can people listen to your stuff?
Shows coming up, we're playing in January.
January 14th, Friday, down at the Princeton, that's actually, it? With Cottonmouth Jones, Joe Turner. Cottonmouth Jones is they're just a straight up rock band from Vancouver Island.
Oh, yeah. Outlaw rock and roll.
Yeah, serious outlaw rock and roll.
Oh, yeah?
We went on tour with them in the summer, and yeah, they're brothers to us, man.
Big
love
time.
Them. They're great guys, so we try to play as many shows as we can with them.
Okay. Where in the island are they from?
They're kind of like Parksville area.
Parksville area.
Yeah. Parksville. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So you were in the island touring, playing.
We started our tour actually in Nanaimo. It was our first date was in Nanaimo. Our second date was actually at the Princeton again.
Okay. And went to Calgary, Red Deer, went up through the Okanagan there, Kelowna, and that was a good time.
Cool. That was in the summer, huh?
Yeah.
So you were driving in the van or?
Well, no, we had my truck and camper and seven guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cramped, but it was definitely hardcore touring that. Yeah.
Had the U-Haul in tow and
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We all came
back in one piece, and you know you know your brothers when you come back and you're not killing each other.
Yeah.
So.
But where do you sleep? Do you sleep in people's houses, in backyards, in the band?
Well, the first night Terry slept on the drummer for Cottonmouth Jones. We call him Snoopy for the rest of the tour because he slept up on top of the trailer because it's summertime, so he slept under the stars. And if we could crash at people's houses, we did. But yeah, it was either in the front of the truck and slept in the camper. That was about it. The odd hotel room, not many.
That first night I crammed in the very front of the truck.
Uh-huh.
Woke up with the steering wheel in my face. Continued on at like 5:30 in the morning. It was good times.
Yeah, and I know that feeling, but well, I guess it's what rock and roll is about.
That's right.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's about getting out there and spreading the music and sharing the love.
Yeah, yeah. This is what we're listening there in the back is a band called Dutch Nepal. They're in Stalplaat Records from the Netherlands, but I think they are from the USA. But it's pretty crazy music. This is called "Horses Give Birth to Flies." That's the name of
sounds
the song.
Yeah. I like it.
It's kind of like a horror soundtrack. So these guys have a guitar here, and so we should play a song, no? You
sure,
play
a song? I'll play a tune.
What are you gonna play?
You play Johnny?
I don't know. Do you want to try and do Endless Sky?
We could do Endless Sky.
Without the bass? I don't know.
No,
this
bass
is pretty much a kind of a bass song, but... It
starts with a bass solo in the beginning. It's got one in the middle.
You might have to cue me when I gotta come in. Because I'm lame that way.
Thank you. traveling through this new world, not knowing what I'd find. Force of nature brings old familiar things. Try to run from my past, devil's angels sing. Look inside my inhibitions, I don't care and I don't know why. Living here with my addictions, leading on into this endless sky. Still we travel on. Throw away my inhibitions, I don't care and I don't know why. Living here with my addictions, leading on into this endless sky.
So that was the name of the song.
That was Endless Sky, actually. It's the intro on the very last track, track 13 on our album.
Which it just goes to creating your head.
It just goes heavy. That's probably the most ballad-esque song that we have on the album, and then it goes into the heaviest song on the album. Yeah. So it's total wide sweep of dynamics there. It's quite effective, we think.
Okay. And the lyrics, who writes the lyrics? Or?
John writes all the lyrics.
Okay.
And the melodies.
What? And the melodies too? So you're the composer?
Usually the guys bring the music in, riffs and stuff, and we just jam it out, and I just come up with whatever I can put to it.
Okay.
You know, it never really revolves around what I do. It's the band will come up with stuff, and then I just throw my stuff in.
Okay.
So we mostly write all of our own parts. Right.
Okay.
If a song starts with the guitar, usually I'll write it, unless somebody has a guitar riff they might contribute.
Okay.
Like, the odd time somebody might have an interesting bass idea, or like the drums should be at a certain kind of tempo kind of thing. So essentially we're writing our own parts.
And arrangements are all done equally.
By the bands, yeah.
Just ideas.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what are the topics of the lyrics, or what do you generally...
Well, a lot of it's stuff that happens in life, just things that, you know, have got you to where you are at a certain time, whether you're pissed off or, you know, if you've been hurt, or basically just, and a lot of it is what I see around me, things you see every day that, you know, sometimes you have to say something, mm-hmm. and, you know, there is nobody to say anything to, so you throw it into a song and hopefully someone gets it.
Okay. So. Like social issues, you write a lot about
that. Yeah, there
are
social issues, personal issues, people with just the way they treat other people. It's everything I see around me. I can't. There's no real pinpointing one thing. I mean, certain songs have their own life. So it's just what I see around me most of the time.
Okay, great. So yeah, that's the executives here on the Morning After show. Their CD is called A New Form of Social Scene, and they can check you out in the Facebook, in the MySpace, or you have a website, or how can people?
Our website is temporarily down right now because we're adding some content, but it should be back up in the next couple of weeks anyway. It's www.theexecutivesband.com.
Okay.
But we are on Facebook, and we also have our own MySpace page.
And
we're doing more of the Facebook stuff right now, but mm-hmm. that's probably the best way to...
For networking
stuff,
It's great just to throw... Hey, we're playing a show.
Yeah.
Or just news, so it is good for that.
Yeah, exactly. And So where can people buy your CD?
Well, on the website, we will have it once it's back up and running. That's one of the things we're doing. And you'll be able to order it from there. We're going to get it onto iTunes soon. Or you come out to the shows.
Come out to the Princeton on January 14th.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're on our website, we have our Facebook, our updates. We've always got where we're playing or, just certain news that we're doing. So.
Cool. I want to say hi to Arlene, also in Vernon. That is, she says it's cool, your music.
Oh, wicked. Thanks, Arlene.
We did. We were just, we passed through Vernon.
In Vernon? Did you play in Vernon?
Well, we didn't play there. We stayed, my aunt lives there, and we stayed there.
Oh, yeah?
Fucked on her lawn, so.
That was one of the fun nights, yeah. John and I stayed up until, at least 3 or 4 drinking the rest of the year. Everybody
just,
else crashed out.
We had a great view overlooking Vernon, and we just sat on the lawn chairs.
Contemplating life and the tour. And
24-pack of beer between us.
Yeah. pretty much finished it off. Yeah, it was a good time. Just contemplating life and reflecting on how, the tour has, that was such an amazing experience.
Sure, how we grew, I think, as a band.
Yeah.
That's what I really noticed.
You guys are from Vancouver? Where are you guys from?
I currently reside in Burnaby.
I live out in Mission.
Mission? Yeah.
And I'm way out in Nevada.
Okay.
And our rhythm section, Chris and Paul, the bass player and drummer, they both live in North Van. So we pretty much have the Lower Mainland covered.
Yeah. Well, but you grew up here originally?
I'm originally from Edmonton. I moved out to BC in 86 and did grade 11 and grade 12 out in Maple Ridge, and that's where I met John. John and I have musical history way back to high school.
Oh, yeah.
As do our rhythm section. They actually had their high school band in North Van. So those guys have a history. John and I have a history, and we're all just great bros.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. You want to play another song? Just to wear out?
I don't know. Right there. Wait, is or?
Yeah, we could try him. We haven't played that one long. I don't care.
Or Hitler 101 or?
And you have the Sinister Black t-shirt there, right?
Yeah.
I was going to wear mine. Good thing I didn't.
Let's play an ad while these guys tune in, and
become a friend
we'll
of
be right back.
And receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So that's right, Friends of CITR card. Pretty cool card. Gives you a lot of discounts. So we're going to listen to Hitler 101. Is that the name of the
That's
song?
The That's the name of the song, yeah. This is one of those songs about injustices and the things that we see on CNN every day and we can't do anything about.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Okay, yeah. Let's listen. Let's hear. Thank you.
Jesus and your sons to die for wealth and greed. George Bush, Hitler's bastard seed. We're all just imitations, counterfeit hallucinations. Hate me, I'm falling. I'm judging you, it's the way I've been told. Hate me, I'm falling down for another look at the way you've been told. I pledge allegiance to this flag or anything I want to stand for. And to my republic, for which I stand, is my nation and my God. Hate me, I'm falling. I'm judging you, it's the way I've been told. Hate me, I'm looking back for another taste of the way you've been told. Hate me, I'm coming up for another look at. We're all just imitations, counterfeit hallucinations. We're all just looking out for number one, but I'll look back for.
So that's dedicated to George Bush, I guess. Huh?
Not necessarily. It's kind of dedicated to everybody's opinions on all George Bush, the war, that one verse anyway. So everybody has their opinions, and we're all equal in having that right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we have a couple of CDs here that we should play.
Cool.
We got this band from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. They're called Brain Sauce. So they sent us their CD, which is it around there?
Yeah. There it is, sorry, bro.
Okay. Yeah, here
Daddy's
it is. Yes, Brain Sauce. So let's listen to them, see what they sent here. We love getting CDs here in the show, so. Whenever you want to send a CD, and we can spin it here. So, the morning after show. Well, let's listen to a track, and we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM.
Change from mine, but as it stands, the plight of man is to satisfy all minds satisfied. So Van Gomer lived on codeine, silhouettes and stains, lived in the hobo jungle, and he slowly passed away. His paintings now worth millions, you can see them everywhere, and maybe if you find one, you could be a find. Way up there he lost his cares and revealed himself his mind. He found kingly rings and many things that were far beyond his time. Look up above where the prophets love and watch our planets all align.
Yeah, pretty cool band, eh?
Very cool.
Let's listen to another song from this guy. That was from this guy, sorry. That was Gomer's Shuffle. And now let's listen to Marijuana Stole My Baby. That's from Moose Jaw Saskatchewan, Brain Sauce. Yeah, interesting, eh? I like that CD.
It's kind of White Stripes-esque.
I like the White Quirky Stripes. Quirky kind of music. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Different. Yeah. I like it.
Great song title, Marijuana Stole My Baby.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's it right there.
Pretty cool. We have a message also from Lyle. He has a question for Dan. It says, I hear he's really good with the ladies. What is your secret?
Just be yourself. Just be yourself, Lyle.
Whatever, Dan. Come on. Okay, he doesn't want to give up his secret.
Yeah. Okay, I guess it will still be a secret. Yeah,
so not that a secret. Was, you just gotta be true to yourself. If you're honest with yourself, other people will see the real deal, and they'll see that there's no act, and they'll like you for not being bullshitter.
Yeah,
you're the real deal, and that's it.
Cool.
So good question, though, Lal. Good luck with that.
yeah, real good luck.
Quit trying so hard and just be happy and be yourself, and the ladies will flock to you. Yeah.
Okay, so that's Lyle there that sent us an email. Do you know who's he, or?
Is it Lyle Thistlewaite?
Well, I don't know, man. He just sent a...
I've got one friend on Facebook, Lyle Thistlewaite. I believe he's the bass player for Joe Turner.
Okay.
If it's Lyle Thistlewaite.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's say hello to Lyle then. And today there is the shindig. What are you guys doing tonight?
Tonight is Tuesday. Tuesdays is executives rehearsal.
Yeah. Okay.
Rehearsal tonight.
Yep. So we're working on some new tunes for a second album.
Yeah. So today is shindig final night. So it's going to be pretty cool. I don't know who's in the final. I think the Wizards are in the final. So let's put some Wizards and do a little research of who's playing tonight. I think the Wizards are one of the bands. These guys are making waves around Vancouver, eh? They're playing some shows. Yeah. And
Wizards, right on.
Yeah, they're really cool. So let's listen to a song from these guys, and we'll be right back where... you guys can play another song, no?
Cool.
Yeah, okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Hey, Matt, you fat fuck. It's Wallace. And then I got engaged. So I wrote a little ditty in honor of myself. It goes something like this.
I was lying in bed with her, thinking about you. Her fingers crossed, but I really doubt you. Were thinking of us when we were lovers, but I dug deep, that's when I discovered we sparked up quick and extinguished soon. Start up in May and in June. Float up like helium balloons. White bells and silver harpoons. You like that baby they found walled up? A twisted girl and fists all balled up. 100 shopping days till Christmas. And you're the one thing on my wish list. And I can't divide time but divide his lines on highways. And I can't divide time but just get it high on Fridays. And you can't divide days and just wait well high. My way. And you can't divide years by your T's and turning sideways. Decide to call but never send gifts. An endless sentimental spin. 100 shopping days till Christmas. And you're the one thing on my wish list. And I'm away so much and I'm sorry. I feel so alone. Stomping time without the stories.
So actually, this is the Russian Futurists with 100 shopping days till Christmas. This band is from Toronto, so we obviously put the wrong...
Somebody's been messing with
the wrong CD there, so...
Misfiling.
Yeah, so after finishing listening to this song, then we're going to listen to the Wizards, finalist of Shindig, today at the Railway Club. It's going to be really cool. The other finalist is Crystal Swells and the All Wells. Yeah, the Shindig. It's pretty cool. Like bands like the Pack AD, USA Party, Hidden Towers won last year. So a lot of good, cool bands that go.
Sweet. Yeah, it's a great venue too.
Compete there. And yeah, the Railway is really cool.
Yeah, I know one of the sound men down there. I was in a band with him before.
With
Johnny. I think he's still working down there.
No, he actually plays bass in Mongoose.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's Mongoose. His group band now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
John used to be in a band with them in Mother Down.
Okay. Yeah, Mongoose pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
They're great.
They rock.
Yeah, big time. They put on a great show.
Johnny's a wizard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's finish listening to the song and then the Wizards, and we'll be right back here. I've been so good by drinking blue drinks, but also banking in my fifth states. 100 shopping days till Christmas, and you're the one thing on my wish list. We sparked up wicked extinguished soon. I promise you, I'll start up in May and in June. I promise you, I'll float up like helium balloons. I promise you. So that's the Wizards. They're gonna be playing tonight at the Railway in the final of Shindig. We should put the other bands. No, let's listen to the other bands. This is the Crystal Swells. These guys are also playing tonight. That's the band that's playing today, the Crystal Swells. And the other band is the O'Wells. Let's see if they have any CDs, any music here that we can play for you. These guys are more indie folk.
A song called Closure.
Rolling on, cause I'm inspired. Not by the look in your eyes, but by the look in mine. It's a look I've been looking past for a long, long time. It says I want more. If I want to change the world, I gotta walk out the door. Cause I'm not convinced that you're the one I've been waiting for. No, I'm not convinced that I'm the one you've been waiting for. So I'll watch the plastic stars and some other boy's ceiling. He won't know how to hurt my feelings. You can buy a cat with someone else and make room for her in your house. And I'll stop crying about the days we spent together in the rain. Cause those days are over now and something big is coming. Telling me how to be me. And
Animals Are Coming. Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club. There's been blood, there's been sweat, and brother, there's been tears. Not to mention jeers, cheers, and beers. After multiple rounds of competition, it's all coming down to this. Three bands will take the stage. One will emerge triumphant. This is your chance to say you saw the next big Vancouver band while they were still clawing their way up the ladder. Past winners have included Hidden Towers, Vancouver, and 3 inches of Blood. Everyone's got to start somewhere, so be there to see the start. Come to CITR's Shindig 2010 Finals, Tuesday, December 7th at the Railway Club.
That's what we're doing tonight, the Shindig at the Railway.
The final, final.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool, man. Yeah.
Come on down and join us for some beers, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy me a beer, too, if you want to, if you drop around.
So I will, for sure.
I'm kind of broke. So we'll meet you at the Railway. Okay, so let's play some music, no? Let's,
one more tune.
Yeah, do another tune. That's really cool.
I kind of wouldn't mind hearing Dan play a little classical.
Yeah, man, you should. Yeah, okay. I want to say hi to Steve also that gave us a call. He's a really fan of CITR. He wears the shirts and the sweatshirts and everything. So yeah, pretty cool guy. And so yeah, speaking of fans, while you tune your guitar, he's going to play some classical music for everybody. So while you do this, speaking of fans, we want to thank everybody that gave money and donated to CITR in the fund drive.
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fund Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, to introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest. You're simply the best.
Better than all the rest. Yeah, so that was for the fund drive. We're here with the executives. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And if you missed the first part of the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. And we'll put also on www.bandmusic.ca, so you can listen to the executives playing live. And a surprise, no? We're going to play some classical music.
Yeah, I've been asked to play some classical. It's the
cool,
forced into it, it's more like
the
it.
Other side of me, so I'm going to play a little bit of Bach.
Okay.
For you guys, this is a very popular classical piece called Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Even for you people that don't listen to a lot of classical, I'm sure you might recognize this because they play it in movies and TV shows and commercials and, you know, all of this. So, very popular tune.
Okay.
So, kind of out of practice, so hopefully I can pull it off here. So, if I play an F sharp, please excuse me. Thank you.
So that's from Sebastian Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach, probably the arguably one of the most famous composers. When I was studying in college, somebody was saying that he was so productive with his music. He wrote so much music that if a copyist was to write out all the music that he had written, that he would be writing for 7 years nonstop without taking a break. 7 years of solid transcribing all of the music because he's written so much music. And even before symphonies and operas came into play, like they had like mass organ pieces and choir pieces, and you know, they had concertos, which were kind of like a symphony, but a certain instrument was kind of the featured soloist, and the orchestra was kind of playing the support parts behind that. So the guy was very very abundant in all the music that he had written.
Okay,
so
great.
That's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. You want to play an executive song now?
I'd love to.
Yeah,
John, you want to play another tune here?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what we're here, I suppose.
Sure. Okay, so we'll go back to drop D. Well, I must apologize to Lyle. It was an honest mistake. The friend that I have on Facebook is Lyle Thistlewaite, who is he's the bass player for Joe Turner's band. And I figured he was probably the Lyle that had called in earlier, but actually we discovered as per your email that the Lyle that actually messaged you was actually my old buddy. I've known him for about 20 years when I was studying in college. He was in a band with my roommate at the time, Tyler. He was playing, Lyle was the drummer in the band Synergy, and he also played drums in a local punk band called Mother Trucker. And then later he was doing sound at Columbia about 10 years ago when I was in a metal band, Typhus. We used to frequent the Columbia on the weekends, and he was doing sound there. So, no, I haven't forgotten you, Lyle. So add me as a friend on Facebook, you creep.
Yeah, so probably he knows the secret then, if you know, like, know him for 20 years or so. And Maruš is telling us that Bach wrote all this music because he had a lot of children.
That's right.
He had a lot of offspring there.
That's right.
Little Bach people there, more than 10, maybe 13?
I believe it was about 18 kids, but...
When did you find time to write music?
Yeah. Well, he was a deeply religious man. All he did was compose music, went to church, and had babies. Apparently was his entire life. And most of those children did pass away because they had the black plague and all these diseases that now are very commonplace. You can get rid of it with antibiotics and whatnot. So
So he had to feed all these kids.
That's right.
You know, she's saying he had 20, but only 13 survivors.
That's correct.
Like
yeah.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to the executives here on 101.9 FM.
Yep. You want to introduce the song, Johnny?
Do The Way It Is.
Sounds good.
Song was inspired by a 13-year-old girl that was on, I think it was Variety Club, a few years ago that I seen. She was fighting cancer at the time and was going to be back to co-host the next year and didn't make it. And just kind of brought me to the point of realizing how lucky we all are with healthy children, healthy ourselves, healthy family, and just there's people that aren't so lucky.
Pretty much a lot of billions of people that are not so lucky.
Yeah, health is something we don't want to take for granted.
Yeah.
Astronaut, you'll never be. up street. They wear their hell upon their face. Look into their child's eyes and wishing they were the ones who were dying. They try every day to separate reality and fame. I just can't see why this has to be.
Cool. So that's the Executives. They have a CD called A New Form of Social Sin. 13 songs, eh? Should put a song from the CD, no?
Cool.
Which one would you like to...
Dead Misuse.
Dead Misuse sounds good.
This is one of the heavier songs, but...
Okay.
It's got a good punch to it.
Yeah.
It's fun to play.
Yeah, it is.
It's fun to play, eh? Cool. So this is the Executives. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the world of indignation, where we respect your own matter, dissect it, and criticize. A corporate erotic backdrop in which you are the hero, the villain, and the heroine, or whatever we choose. Now, if I may give you some advice, you better sell yourself, mind, body, and soul. Because in this place, it's the one with the most fans that ends up gold.
Fast, doesn't it?
Because there's wow. Like not even a second delay.
I never realized how fast that went in.
Yeah, just goes right in there.
Yeah that's the Executives here on the show. Pretty cool, your CD, eh?
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. We'll spin it here. Check them out when they play live, or check the, I guess, the Facebook group.
MySpace.
Yeah, website should be up in maybe another week or three. once we get some more material on there and
okay.
update it a bit.
Yeah, theexecutives.com.
Yeah. Executivesband.com.
The executive band, uh-huh. Yeah, pretty cool. We still have 10 minutes here, so I don't know, you want to play another song? Or do you have anything else prepared, or should we just spin something?
Yeah, you can probably just spin a tune, or do you want to try maybe Don't Be Afraid? we haven't rehearsed it for a long time. I know it might be... Completely up to you.
What you got in your bag of tricks over there?
Yeah, you got any other CDs you haven't played yet?
Yeah, we have a lot of CDs here. Sure. Let's put
some other talent there.
I was looking at this Dreadnoughts.
The Dreadnoughts, so I know those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're really cool, yeah. So we have a CD here. And I'm looking here at this song that I don't know if it's... I think it's in Polish. I think this is Polish, no?
Might be.
I don't know.
I read Czech. I might be able to. Zasmirc Persi Jacela.
So you speak Czech, or?
I do, but I can't understand what that means. It must be a strictly Polish thing.
Yeah, I think it's Polish. I should ask Maruś. She speaks Polish. So let's listen to this mysterious song, and then we'll be right back here on the Morning After Show. So that was the Dreadnoughts. Let's put another song from these guys. These are really cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. The guy that recorded them actually recorded our drums in the house.
Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't realize you needed it. The guy that recorded this album for the Dreadnoughts, Stuart McKillop, he actually recorded our drums, and he also mastered our album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And the guy that plays, I believe it's bass and mandolin in the band Dreadnoughts, his name is Drew. He used to be in metal band Typhus. After I left, he came in as a bass player.
Okay.
So he has a little bit of history with our rhythm section from the Executives. They used to
okay.
play a band together. So...
Cool.
A little
so,
bit of history there.
Yeah, the CD is called Podcast Not Dead, and Maruš is telling me that the name of the song was The Death of a Friend.
Death of a Friend.
Death of a Friend. That's, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pronounce it, but it's something like Za Chmiers Prisja Ciela.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, something like that.
That's about it.
Yeah. So you speak Czech then? Your parents are Czech?
Yeah,
or
my parents came in 68 when the Russians
with
were
the revolution?
Over.
Yeah, okay.
And I was the firstborn Canadian out of all of our families that emigrated, my mom's parents and my mom and her sister and her brother.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and I spoke Czech before we went to school, and that's where we actually learned English, so I could imagine those teachers thought we were a bunch of mutes because we couldn't speak, right? So thinking, it must have been bizarre. But yeah, we speak Czech in our family. My sister doesn't really speak it that much anymore, but I try to keep it up.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Speak it as much as I can.
Have you been there to your?
I was in 95. I had the pleasure of going there with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I want to go to.
It was a very
Czech Republic.
Yeah. It's a beautiful city. Prague was actually Mozart's favorite city.
Yeah, it's a lot, had a lot of
his career there, yeah.
A lot of history there. Mm. Cool. So we're reaching the end of the show. Remember that you can podcast it at www.citr.ca, and then you can listen to the executives playing live here on the show. Let's put another song now from your CD. I don't know where I put it,
sure.
Actually. It's lost the CD here. Okay. Telephone number here is 822-2487.
What do you think?
We're going to play some executives before we say goodbye. My name is Osvaldo Perez. Thank you all for all the people that were listening. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Yeah, thanks
coming
for the show. Listening, you guys.
Remember that today the Shindig. You can buy me beer there at the Shindig. Today is the final.
Oswaldo and I will be drinking beers heavily.
Yeah, it's the Wizards, the All Wells, and the Crystal Swells. No, what's the other one? Something like that. Yeah, so check it out. Thanks for listening, and let's say goodbye with the Executives CD.
How's this making you feel? Okay, yeah, track number two. How's this making you feel?
Sure. This is track number two, and I'll see you next week. We'll have special guests again.
Have you ever had the chance to be the man you wanted to be? What about all the lives you stepped on? With a gun in